Henry Allen, NBC News Radio national correspondent, looking at states and rainy day funds because it could make a difference. Of course, remember the last few years, states were so full of so much trillions of dollars of federal stimulus and extra dollars from the government, which may not be coming, probably should not, in my humble opinion, on some of the overstimulus. But anyway, how are the rainy day funds? It's one thing. We're in a budget year this year in New Hampshire, and it has a lot to do with how the state may make it through the year, which the back half of the year, economists still think, is going to tighten. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Jack. Yes, so New Hampshire, you have the $13.2 budget for 2023, billion that is. And a lot of states, they're going to hold an estimated $136 billion in rainy day funds for the fiscal year. And this is a big deal. This hasn't happened in a long time. So this is the highest in record since the 1988, to be precise. And unlike the federal government, most state and local governments, they have to balance their budget every year. So that means that a fall in tax revenue, it has to be offset. And most often, it's offset by cutting spending, laying off workers. This is obviously exacerbated by an economic downturn. And a healthy reserve, that padding, could make cuts like this unnecessary, which is a good thing. But, you know, you have all these economists. Wall Street Journal, they did a survey. They say 61% of economists say that the U.S. is going to enter a recession later this year. Good news is that they expect it to be shallow and short-lived, but that it's coming. So the question then becomes a political one, not an economic one, and that is whether or not to tap the rainy day fund. That is a political decision. State governors, legislatures, they have to make that decision, and whether they tap it in the form of a tax rebate, that tax refund, that's exciting, or they keep it there so that they can keep the fire department going, the police department, teachers, all of them paid if things go south. That's the question for each state to have to answer.
All right. I appreciate Aaron Rial, NBC News Radio national correspondent, live to get us going on a Monday morning. Thank you, Aaron.
Thanks, Jack.